News. I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Progressives won again in Minnesota on Tuesday. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan decisively beat southeastern Minnesota Representative Angie Craig in the Democratic primary for Senate. Flanagan earned nearly 60% of the vote. In her concession speech, Craig urged supporters to shift their support to Flanagan. If elected, she would be the first Native American woman to serve in the Senate. Flanagan will face political newcomer, former NFL sideline reporter Michelle Tafoya. Tafoya handily beat a crowded field of candidates, including party-endorsed Adam Schwarzy. In a statement celebrating her win, Tafoya said, quote, "This isn't about red versus blue. It's common sense versus crazy." Minnesota is now set to elect its first female governor in November. Republican House Speaker Lisa Daymuth won the nomination Tuesday, beating Trump-endorsed Mike Lindell and party-endorsed Kendall Qualls. In a statement, Daymuth said Minnesotans want a fresh start and a clean break from Democrats running the state. She says Amy Klobuchar would be more of the same. Senator Klobuchar was without a significant primary challenger and easily won the DFL nomination for governor. She says Minnesotans need a governor that would put them first and not be a rubber stamp for Donald Trump. In another clear victory, former federal worker Trina Swanson beat reality TV personality Luke Gulbronson for the Democratic nomination in Minnesota's 8th Congressional District. Swanson received over 75% of the vote. She'll face Republican Representative Pete Stauber in November. In a statement, Swanson said Minnesotans are ready for representation that puts kitchen table issues first. While the statewide and congressional races capture headlines, voters narrowed the field in a number of local races Tuesday, too. In northwestern Itasca County, voters advanced Lonnie Witkowski and current County Commissioner Corey Smith, and incumbent Audrey Thayer and former City Councilor Ron Johnson will advance in the Bemidji City Council race. You can find the full list of results for races up and down the ballot at kaxe.org. If you visit the polls in Wadena, don't be surprised if you get a hug. Gwen Macklem has worked the elections for decades. She was the greeter on Tuesday, and she's a hugger. Now in her 90s, she's passing on her wisdom to a new leader, 27-year-old Charles Stidler Thompson, who works for the city.
So this is my third election. Okay. So
he's doing a super job, too.
The biggest lesson Stidler Thompson has learned from Macklem?
Stay standing, even when you want to sit down.
Yes, and I'm all ready to fall down.
I think that's good for life, though, too, you know? Just to keep going and keep on, even when you get tired.
In Clearwater County, election workers shared their thoughts on safe and secure elections with Larissa Donovan.
Being part of the electoral process is all about being a part of something greater than yourself. And for Bagley election official Mark Edevold, it's a longstanding tradition.
Well, my family was very, very involved with social responsibilities. And so they taught us at a very young age to get involved and to, basically to pitch in and do our bit.
As claims of fraud in the election process persist in national headlines, Edevold says there is a lot of work that goes into maintaining fair and accurate elections.
I wish people had a better understanding of just how many checks and balances and things that we count before we even start.
Larissa Donovan, KAXC News.
And Stella Mehrhoff spoke with two up-and-comers in Deer River.
Lucille Sobolik and John Sobolik Jr. weren't listed on any ballots, but that might be because Lucille is 7 and John is 8. The siblings were playing outside as voters walked into Deer River City Hall next door. Lucille and John learned all about voting in school. They even have some ideas about laws they'd enact if they were elected governor.
That you can't put garbage in the lakes.
Eat popcorn every single day. Everybody has to eat ice cream every single day.
If they've earned your vote, make sure to head to the polls in 2046. Stella Mehrhoff, Report for America Corps member for KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.